The North Berkshire chapter of Mass in Motion, a state-funded program that encourages health-conscious lifestyles through exercise, nutrition, and community involvement, is holding a community-wide event that will focus on connecting residents to fresh and healthy food. Amanda Chilson, project coordinator for Mass in Motion, said that the Northern Berkshires has a comparatively higher rate of obesity than the statewide average, and that obesity is often caused by poor nutrition. Chilson said that some parts of the Northern Berkshires can be referred to as food deserts.
The access to healthy food isn't as easily accessible as it is in other places, whether it be because of distance, whether it be because lack of farms, you know, things like that. So we figure by bringing, again, people together tonight to show what is available here and to show what is easily accessible here, but then how things that might not be immediate or, you know, right within your own area are still accessible, you know, for all.
A panel assembled for tonight's meeting includes individuals from a variety of backgrounds associated with providing food, including farms, meal centers, grocery stores, and schools. Corey Nichols, food service director for North Adams Public Schools, said he will present to parents about how schools can help children meet their dietary needs. He also spoke about some of the challenges schools are facing in obtaining healthy foods, including how changing federal meal plan requirements are limiting the amount of choices provided to schools from suppliers.
You know, when this first rolled out, the foods are very expensive. Because there's no competition, they're limited. You know, there's only one manufacturer offering the product, so they can get whatever they want for it. But now as more manufacturers jump on board, the prices will get more competitive, and hopefully, you know, our program and then the kids will be able to benefit from that.
Now that schools are dismissing for the summer and children and families cannot rely on meals provided by schools, Valerie Schwartz of the Berkshire Food Project in North Adams is encouraging parents to learn of the services available in their area, including free meals provided by the food project.
We encourage people to bring their kids down here. At least that is one less meal that they have to purchase and provide for their children. And, you know, we provide really healthy food at our lunches.
Schwartz said she wants to inform attendees of the Food Project's community gardens and mobile pantry program. And Susie Konecki of Cricket Creek Farm in Williamstown said she will be discussing the connection between local farms and communities.
We need our community members to be active in supporting us by buying our products if we are to continue to succeed. And dairy farms are closing all the time. And a big reason why that's happening is because people often don't see themselves as being active members of agriculture in their area.
Amanda Chilson said it's all about informing the community.
So I think this provides an opportunity to share that information with people so they are aware, you know, in the ease that they can access healthy food and in the opportunity that there is to access the healthy food.
The Healthy North Berkshire Connecting Community Through Food discussion is being held tonight at 107 Main Street in North Adams from 5 to 7 p.m. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.